I first heard this story when I was 8. It starts with this guy, okay? And he's on his first date with this chick. And he meets her at a bar. They start talking. She's really beautiful. He's feeling pretty good about the date. They sit down and she's like, "All right, I'll buy us some drinks." He's like, "Okay." And they have more and more conversations, and she's starting to look a little bit down, you know? She's starting to look like she's not really having the best time. And he's like, "Hey, you know, what's up? Are y'all good? Is something you need to talk about? Like, you okay?" And she's kind of like, "I don't know, I've had a lot on my mind lately, you know. My brother, he's in the hospital right now. We don't know whether or not he'll live. We're trying to find an organ donor for him. His liver's having problems, and my dad is trying to raise some money to make that happen." And the guy's like, "Oh gosh, I'm really sorry. Like, that's pretty awful. Is there anything I can do to help, you know?" She's like, "Well, you can always donate, you know, or donate to the fund." And he's like, "All right, I'll make sure to do that, you know, like later on, next time he sees her, you know, donate to the fund." And he finishes his drink. He's like, "All right, I'm gonna go get another drink." She's like, "Oh, actually, I got it. It's okay. It's okay. I know the bartender really well. He gives me free drinks." So he has another drink. And things are getting a little better now. She's starting to kind of perk up again. That was a good sign for him. He's feeling better overall. And a while later, they're talking some more, and he's starting to feel pretty tired. He's like, "You know, maybe I should stop drinking, you know?" So he gets some water, and when she offers to give him another drink, he's like, I'm all set. I think I'm gonna take it easy tonight." And as he's drinking his cup of water and talking to this girl, he starts kind of like getting really tired, you know? He starts seeing things out of the corners of his eyes. Colors are getting brighter and then dimmer and then dull, and then things are getting strange, and he's kind of like, "Whoa, I'm not doing so well." Huh. He has to go to the bathroom. He goes to the bathroom, and he's getting pretty close to blacking out. He's starting to hallucinate. There's people in his vision. He's not having a great time, and he passes out. And he wakes up in a little bit. He wakes up in his bathtub, and he's like, "Huh, that was a really strange dream, man. It wasn't. I hope that chick was okay. I hope she wasn't worried about me." And he turns, and his buddy's there, and he's like, "Hey, you know, what are you doing here?" He's like, "You've been out for a long time. We were wondering where you were. The police got involved in everything. Are you okay? The ambulance is coming right now." And he's like, "What?" He's like, "Look down." And he looks down at himself in the bathtub, and he's up to his neck in water and basically his own blood. And his guts have been cut open, and he's like freaking out, and he asked his buddy what's going on, and his buddy was like, "Yeah, your liver's gone. You have a couple hours left to live." That's the end of the story.